Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future, the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Also, we're talking about the 15 types of men you need to avoid. So the first guy that you need to avoid at all costs, whether this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that, or forever, this is the first type of man that you need to avoid. Mr. Go with the flow. Mr. I don't believe in titles. Let's see how this goes. Okay, seeing how things go, never really work out the best. Failing to plan is planning to fail. I think it's so important that a man shares his intentions with you early, even if it is just to get to know you. But when a guy doesn't want to put any titles on what you are, especially if you've been seeing each other for a while, and especially if you want something more, you need to avoid this type of guy because he will waste your time. The second type of man that you need to avoid is the Mr. Emotionally Unavailable. And I've got to admit, some of these men are the sexiest men on the planet. But I tell you, it's not worth it. It's not worth the headache and it's not worth the stress. You will never figure him out. You are not his therapist. If he wants to get help, he can get help. If a man can't communicate to you his emotions, never tells you how he's feeling, never shows you anything, but instead gives you breadcrumbs, he's gonna have you on an emotional roller coaster with him. These guys are also some of the most manipulative men on the earth because they know that them acting like they don't need you will make you want them even more. The third type of man that you need to avoid is the guy with excessive emotional or physical baggage. These are, but not limited to, unresolved childhood wounds, baby mama drama, issues with his mum or the women in his life, and typically men that just think that women are the devil. You cannot prove to a man that you are not the devil who thinks that all women are the devil. If a man down speaks women, if he cusses them out at any time he can get, don't think you're any special because it's only a matter of time until he turns on you. The fourth type of man to avoid at all costs is Mr. Inconsistent. This guy is inconsistent with everything. He's inconsistent with his communication. You can never get a hold of him. Sometimes he sends you long paragraphs. Next minute he sends you nothing. One moment he's sending you text messages with fast replies. Next moment he's sending you nothing. Mr. Inconsistent with his time. One month you will see him consistently. The next month you won't see him at all. And when you do talk to him, the communication is unexciting because it's very, very hard to connect to someone when you can't get a hold of them. The fifth type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Unreliable. You could not rely on this guy to drive across town when you have broken down at midnight by the road. This is the guy that changes his plans just as fast as he makes them. This guy is not going to be there for you, not physically, not emotionally, not spiritually. You cannot rely on someone that is unreliable. And you will see these early signs in dating. The sixth type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Come On Too Strong. This is a man that tells you, I love you, within a week of you meeting him.
I know it's Corona season and I know it's desperate times out of here, but love, nobody's that desperate. You can't love somebody in a week. You may have love for them, but you cannot love someone in a week. The seventh type of man to avoid at all costs is Mr. Flashy, Flashy, Flashy. This guy will lure you in with a type of lifestyle, with a type of luxury, but his character does not match his money. His integrity does not match his money. Some people are so broke, all they have is money. The eighth type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Passive. In these type of relationships or situations, you have no choice but to become the man. You've got to drag him, you've got to beg him, you've got to ask him. He never takes any initiative of his own. And two men in a heterosexual relationship is not going to work. You need to be comfortable enough to be in your feminine energy. And a feminine energy is relaxing, fitting in. A guy should make plans and tell you about them. And you can come in your most feminine energy. The reason why we get in our masculine energy is because we don't trust that man to do what needs to be done. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to play the man in my relationship. The ninth type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Bitter. All you need to do is ask him about his last relationship, and however he responds will tell you everything you need to know. If he takes accountability and says, you know what, I wasn't perfect, I did XYZ, if he praises the person that he was with, talks about all the her good qualities that she has and leaves out all the rest, you know you've got a man that is not bitter. You know you've got a man that is ready to move on. If a man can only say nasty things about his ex, the mother of his children, you need to stay away. Because if anything was happened between you guys, best believe you will have the same treatment. And a man that tells you that his ex is crazy, listen, a woman is never crazy for no reason. The 10th type of man that you need to avoid at all costs is the Mr. Separated. The Mr. I'm getting a divorce. My friend, if you are separated, it means you're still married. If you are getting a divorce, it means you are still married. Unless those papers are signed, you are not free to get into a relationship with somebody else, okay? And you should not get into a relationship or an entanglement with somebody that is still married. Avoid him like the plague. The 11th type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Avoidant. This guy doesn't answer any questions. This guy diverts all of your questions that you ask him. He avoids getting deep and he keeps everything at a very shallow level, a very controlled level. He keeps everything kind of above board, unless it's sexual. That for him is not too deep. But the questions about his past, present, future, these type of men lack any mental intimacy. He may get physical with you, but this type of man lacks mental intimacy. He will never be able to give you what you want. Avoid Mr. Avoidant. The 12th type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. Emotional. And I know, it's a bit sad. Oh, I feel bad for him. He's always crying. I like a man that shows his sensitive side. I do too, with balance. Women shouldn't be over emotional too. Emotionalism is not a female thing. And emotion isn't just crying, okay? Emotion can be getting angry, breaking things, hitting the wall, walking out, stonewalling you, ghosting you, acting unbothered. These are all emotions. Do not get it twisted. Just because a man isn't crying doesn't mean he's not emotional. These are all signs of over emotion, not knowing how to communicate. So you rather break things, you rather walk out, you rather leave. So the 13th type of man that you need to avoid is Mr. My Way or the Highway. She keeps running back to see me do it my way. Oh. On a real though, this guy wants you to give up everything for him. He wants you to give up your life for his life. He wants you to submit to him. These are typically the men that have money, okay? And I do believe in hypergamy, ladies, but I think at the moment it's just a theory. I think it's just like a fantasy at the moment. When you get with someone that is making a certain living, there are certain things that you're going to have to compromise on. You may not have to go out to work, but there are going to be other things that you have to compromise on. But no one should ask you to give up your dreams, your life, to go and follow somebody else. And there's obviously caveats to that, but I think you understand the spirit in which I'm talking scorpion, right? One of my friends married a footballer and she had to move her life to wherever he was. That's fine. That's a compromise that is mutual, right? But when a man telling you to stop university, stop school, stop working and come and follow behind him, that's a red flag. And like I said, I believe in hypergamy. I believe in wanting or desiring someone that is financially stable, that's able to look after you, right? If you get into a relationship with someone that is not a gentleman, someone that is secretly misogynistic, chauvinistic, thinks that a woman needs to be at his feet in the name of submission, let me tell you, submission will look like abuse in that type of relationship. And a lot of men quote, wives, submit to your husbands, but they forget the first commandment, which is husbands, love your wives. And true submission comes through love and not force. And the 14th type of guy that you need to avoid is Mr. Unsure. These are the type of men that are in relationships with women over 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years, knowing full well that she wants to get married, but he still isn't sure. These red flags show in the beginning. Is the man intentional or is he indecisive? Can never make a decision. Look out for the signs of indecisiveness and procrastination whilst you're still dating. You need to look for a man that takes charge. A guy that will say, this is my intention with you. We're going to date for such and such time with the hope that we will get on and that we can go on to be married, okay? And just because you're talking about marriage on the first date does not mean you want him to get down on one knee right there in the restaurant. We're talking about future planning, and men do this very well. Real men are visionaries. They're just not looking at right now. They're looking at the future. Like I said, we're dating now, but my intention is to marry you within the next 2 years. If you're dating someone, tell them to put a date on it. Tell them to put a time on it. You have to. Do not be afraid to ask for what you want. It is a sign of self-worth. And how this looks like in dating is,
Madam, I have made reservations at Nobu. I'll swing by to pick you up at 7. Please be ready.
We love an assertive king around here. And the 15th type of man to avoid is Mr. Low Self-Esteem. Mr. Insecure. And listen, you don't have to be ugly to have low self-esteem. Some of the hottest men are the most insecure, most controlling men on the planet. You can't do this. You can't wear that. You can't talk to her. You can't talk to him. You can't go there. You can't go here. Don't talk to this person. Are you crazy? You should know this. But when a woman is desperate for a man, she will think that this is him being caring. This is not care. This is control. And listen, ladies, never want to be with a man more than you want to be by yourself. You're in a vulnerable position like that. Red flags detected at the beginning is good for everyone. And I just want you ladies to know that you are in control of relationships. You make decisions too. You can say yes and you can say no, no matter how deep you are already in it. So don't say yes when you're supposed to say no, and don't say no when you're supposed to say yes. Speak up for yourself, put your foot down, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.